Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 116.
That time is obviously incorrect. It is not 7:31. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and this is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and one thing that you need to know about me is that I like to drink tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. Oh, what are we drinking today? We're drinking Che Guanyin. And the teapot is making crazy noises. Let's go to the teapot. Oh, right when I say that, it stops. Oh, here we go. Fascinating. Oh, it sounds like radio broadcasts from another world. It sounds like aliens trying to contact me on the hydrogen line. And if that makes any sense to you, let me know. But if you need some other things that don't seem to make any sense but might actually be secret messages... Are these secret messages from aliens? Unlikely, but they could be secret messages from somebody, especially if that somebody is the numbers lady. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 509, number 519, number 585, number 591, number 801. Thank you.
You're welcome, numbers lady. We love you so much. Oh, but do we love her as much as we love this Che Guanyin? Oh, who knows? It's a mystery. Oh, that's good tea. I need to drink more of this. I need to focus. What I need to do is I need to come up with some kind of tea drinking schedule. You know, on this day I will drink this kind of tea, and then on this day I'll drink this other kind of tea, and blah blah blah. Although that seems like a lot of unnecessary, I don't know, regimentation. It seems like a lot of extraneous organization. Does this need to happen, or can we just invent excuses to drink tea whenever we feel like it? I don't know. Is this one of those situations that requires discipline? Why do I suspect that it's not? All right, so what's happening? What's going down? What's the plan here? Well, we've got to do something weird really quick. I got to put on my shoes. We need to go outside, but the weather outside is kind of questionable. It's very strange. It looks like it's going to storm, and it's windy, but I think we can avoid the wind a little bit. We're just going to go out into my backyard. Now we're in my garage. Got to open the garage door. We got to go into the backyard because about a half an hour ago, when I was making tea, I was standing at my kitchen sink, looking out the window into my backyard. Yeah, it's cool, it's overcast, we're gonna get some more rain or something. It's about, no, it's probably like 55 degrees, you know, like 12 degrees Celsius. All right, here we are in my backyard. My neighbor's getting his back deck rebuild, it looks like. We got lawnmowers going on. Oh yeah, the other thing is I got real excited about, oh, look at this. Look at this action. We've got action back here. We got grackles chasing this squirrel around. What the hell's going on here? That was awesome. Some squirrelies. This squirrel got a little bit too close to a nest, probably, and so... Yeah, so like a while ago, not that long ago. What time is it now? I don't know. The tornado sirens went off. I got really excited. You have to go, yeah, tornado, tornado. Then I realized, no, this is just the regular monthly test of the tornado sirens. But anyway, I was standing in my kitchen, looking out in my backyard. Hey, what's this thing doing over here? I'm going to pick this up. This is my garden hose nozzle, my good one. What's it doing over here? Raccoons must have been playing with it. Crazy raccoons. So anyway, I was looking out my window, and I thought that I saw some mushrooms. I thought I saw some mushrooms out here by my old tree, the old dangerous tree of death. So I'm going to walk up here, over here. Yeah, I can see them. Over here by my bird bath. Oh, the bird bath needs water. Well, I guess we don't need to fill it if it's going to rain. Looks like we're going to get a hell of a storm here. So yeah, back here where my old tree used to be, right out here and still in my lawn, we've got this little clump of coprinus. Little inky caps. How many are there? There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little dudes popped up. Very nice coprinus buddies. We got some feathers back here. Look, here's a blue jay feather. I'm looking for the mushrooms around here while I'm at it. I can see into Shannon's yard. He's got some cool patio stuff going on here. And with this tree gone now, I can see into my backyard neighbor's lawn. Okay, that's great. Anyway, so there's lots of little maple trees popping up here. No, I'm serious. The tallest one is almost knee high. They're all the seeds from the old tree have sprouted, but I don't see any more mushrooms. Okay, so we can turn around. Wait, what's this? Oh, it looks like a piece of a squirrel tail. Well, don't hassle the birdies, squirrely. All right. It's actually kind of nice right now, all things considered. It's very overcast, though. It seems dark. So anyway, yay! The first mushrooms of the year in my yard. That's always fun. I think these birds are still hassling the squirrel. I gotta come back in here and cut down all these damn mulberry trees, though. Alright, close the gate. Yeah, I got mulberry trees popping up at the side of my house here. And I got some mint. Where's my catnip? My catnip will probably start popping up pretty soon. I guess we should check the mail. Has the mail person come yet? Yes, the mail person has arrived. And what did I get in the mail? The regular Wednesday newspaper crap, which is going right into the recycle bin. And, this is weird. Close the garage door, go back into my house. I seem to have received a letter from the Department of Health and Human Services. All right, well, we'll put that aside for later. They're probably just going to warn me against COVID-19. Oh, and look who just decided to come and see me. Hi! Hi, Fluffy Bumpkins! Fluffy Mozingus is now awake and walking around. So, yeah, she's wandering into the bathroom. She'll probably come out and we'll have to do some kitty business. Oh, hey, check this out. Guess what's on? See if you can guess by the dialogue.
When I didn't hear from you. Ugh. I can't think yet.
Ugh.
Can't breathe.
You can't breathe because of that body.
Put your arms around me.
Oh my God, that massive corset's gonna kill you, lady.
Can we ever believe again?
No, we can't.
Can it ever be as it used to be?
No, it can't.
Do you love me still?
I love you always.
Yeah, yeah, tell her what she wants to hear, Errol. All right,
yes,
cut it. Boom. Yeah, so what's on TV right now? Oh my God. It's Elizabeth and Essex. Queen Elizabeth, played by Bette Davis, and the Earl of Essex, played by Errol Flynn. That's right. The old, the old Seawolf himself. Yeah, you know, Robin Hood. That guy. Oh, yeah. I don't know. This movie sort of annoys me, because the subject matter annoys me. And it's, you know, it's not that I'm not a Queen Elizabeth the First fan. I kind of am, but there's a weird sort of mythology that has grown up around here that, I don't know, I just can't, I can't swallow it. Oh, man. But this tea is good. I can't speak enough about this tea. I'm going to be drinking Jiguanyin all day. Then I'm going to save the leaves. I'm going to save the leaves and combine them with some Dahong Pao leaves that I was drinking yesterday or the day before. And I'm going to make iced tea. I'm going to do that thing I was talking about, and it's going to be delicious, and I'm going to be happy. Oh, happier than I am right now? Could be. You know, seriously, I really believe that you're missing out. You really should take up drinking tea. Because there's some stuff out there that'll blow your mind. And right now, I think I need some pillows. Great. I feel like I'm more awake now. I think that gave me the energy I needed to finish doing today's dubious goals committee. Yay. Well, I gotta tell you, I don't know what I feel like doing today. I don't know. I'm a little bit weird today. Is it the weather? What's going on? what I think we're going to need to do is to listen to some more music, but I don't know what I feel like doing. I'm feeling pretty indecisive, except for this tea drinking stuff. Because you know how much I love to drink tea. I got that figured out already. But I want to hear some more shamisen music. So I think we're going to the Yoshida brothers. See what these two guys are up to. Always doing something cool that sounds awesome. So, how do I make this work? This is good tea drinking music. We got dynamics problem here. is this just a crappy recording? This isn't really doing it for me. I'm trying to be enthusiastic, but I can't get enthusiastic right now. What the hell's wrong with me?
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend Vietnam?
Of course I got girlfriend Vietnam. Oh my god, you think we were going to get through a show without any of that today? Well, you were sorely mistaken. Yeah, but maybe we need some serious tea drinking music here. I gotta be perfectly honest with you. My leg is really messed up today. And even though I did take that handful of analgesics, geez, I got 1,500 milligrams of acetaminophen in me, plus it's like 1,000 milligrams of ibuprofen in me, and that's not doing a damn thing for my leg. It's kind of fun, because I love that burning, painful acid sensation that's constantly running up and down my nerves. Yeah. So that's the kind of day I'm having. All I wanted was a tornado. I heard those tornado sirens going off earlier, and I got so happy I started grabbing stuff. Yay, the first tornado episode of the year for Dubious Tornado Committee. We didn't even have Dubious Tornado Committee last year. And so, yeah, no false alarm. No tornadoes. All I want is a tornado. I like drinking this tea, Guanyin. Oh, it's so good. So delicious. I'm trying to think of what other music I might want to listen to today. I don't feel like any Wagaki Bando. I don't feel like any dinosaur rock. I don't feel like any dead white Eurocentric wig clowns. I don't feel like any... suddenly I'm thinking, do I want to listen to The Cult? Is this Cult Day? I don't know. Is this just going to be not a music day for me? Is that even possible? I guess it's sort of possible. But... if I don't listen to any music at home... See, I gotta go to the store, too. And I'm gonna probably have to turn on the radio in my car, and it's going to be on the Dinosaur Rock station, which is annoying, but the thing about the Dinosaur Rock station is that half the time you're listening to commercials, and then the other half of the time you're listening to songs that I don't like. Yeah, as you can see, I've got absolutely nothing by way of content for you today. That's why I'm just sitting here drinking tea. Trying not to aggravate my hip knee right now. It's working its way into my knee. It's so annoying. Good tea, though. Really good tea. Yep, today is tea drinking day. What do I feel like eating today? I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. I'm not even hungry. I don't think I even care at this point. Anyway, I don't know. What do you think? What decision did we come to about the cult? I don't know if there was a final decision on this, and besides, what song would we even go to? Well, I don't know. I guess we could try Sanctuary and see where this goes. But what version? I don't know. Let's just go with this one.
Sex is fun.
Yeah, and that's great and all. And I do love that riff, and I love the song, but it's just not doing it for me today. I love the cult and everything, but I'm not sure what it is that I need to get me motivated today. Or is today just one of those days where we're going to have to listen to Arkansas Traveler being played on shamisen? Accelerando. You just managed to play Arkansas Traveler on a shamisen, which is an amusing thought. And that did sort of entertain me a little bit. I'm okay. My spirits are lifting.
$15 for both of us.
No, it's your $15. Me love you long time. Me so horny.
$15, too buku.
It's too buku.
$5 each. Me sucky
sucky. Oh, it's too much. I can't take it. Yeah, this is one of those days, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have gotten up, maybe I shouldn't even have bothered waking up today, but I had to because my leg was hurting too much. Anyway, I need to find some food. I'm getting hungry. I need to do something other than sit here. This is what's causing my leg to hurt. Because it's always this damn dubious painful leg committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, but it's over now, kids.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.